Hi, my name is Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
Hi, my name is Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome to The Cake.
The cake.
Hi, welcome back to the Cake Podcast. I'm your host, Denisha, also go by Viva Monet.
And I'm Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, also known as Vari.
And I want to introduce you all to our special guest today, DJ Marky G. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it right. Yo, what's happening? You already know Denisha. What's up with y'all?
I just want to make sure. I was like, wait, I did not see why you said it right. But I said it right. We're getting into it.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up with y'all? What's up with it?
You know, we just doing it. I'm glad you are able to be on our show today. We appreciate you coming and joining us. It means a lot to us. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So last week, one of the things we did talk about, last episode, we did talk about Nipsey Hussle's passing, and today's Friday. Yesterday was his funeral. I kind of wanted to kind of give us a chance to kind of talk about that for, I don't want to say one last time, but like kind of close off on that, because we kind of touched on it last week, but we didn't really get to go in. And we would like to hear your take on, or what your thoughts are and how you feel about everything that happened with Nipsey, or just like a brief.
Nipsey Hussle is a legend, and he will always be remembered as a legend. Rest in heaven. I believe everything he did on this earth, he fulfilled his purpose, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he just passed the baton, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did everything, he showed us what to do, you know, and then passed the baton. And then just, you know, from listening to and watching the funeral, man, he have impacted so many
people.
You know what I'm
the fact that they sold
so
out
many people.
The fact that they sold out the Staples Center in 20 minutes. Okay, I heard 20.
Yeah.
But like that's amazing. Under horrible circumstances, but that's amazing that so many people support him and like really look up to him and just have love for him in spite of how he went out. Which is hard to believe that someone would just take him out of hate. I still can't even believe that. So,
yeah. So hate,
from his own set, though.
Hate that shit, man.
Yeah,
he has some. The brother has some real live envy in him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but it still doesn't make
that
sense.
Shit cool.
The story doesn't really make sense about how everything came out, because there's so many mixed stories about what's going on. So it's kind of hard to believe. I don't know. I still don't know what exactly happened. And what the circumstances were. It seems like some fishy business is going on, but God rest his soul. I really feel like the passing of him and just his legacy is going to birth up a brew of people who are just not willing to,
new leaders,
people who are not willing to settle, who are just really to take the world by storm, and just be fearless, and I think that's amazing, and I look forward to that for sure.
I believe it's definitely going to be a dramatic change. I feel it coming, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the black community,
unity now. I hate that this had to take that to get that, but I really feel like people are really seeing that we need to come together, and that there's strength in numbers and us coming together, and that we can literally fight through anything if we just come together. So, like I said, under horrible circumstances, but the outcome is great, and I can't wait to see what it's gonna be like when his son grows up, and his children grow up, and how they anybody else have anything to say on it? I don't want to spend too much time.
No, it's just
that.
Sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. That's sad.
Yeah, I personally thought the funeral was like an amazing service. Everybody came out, supported, and sung, and Snoop Dogg. I don't know, like it was like sad and like. It was bittersweet, It was bittersweet. All right.
The marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
Nipsey, we love you, bro.
Yes.
We love you, bro. You a legend, dog. We gonna, man.
Yeah. I totally second that. Yeah. So we're gonna go ahead and get right into the next part, because I want to get to everything. Real quick, since you're a DJ, What's on your playlist? Like, what are you listening to right now?
What I'm listening to.
Right now. What you listening to right now?
Right now. I'm thinking. Let me think. You gotta have you. So it depends on what kind of mood I'm. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Okay, like, so you turning like, up right now.
Like I'm turning up right now. Mm-hmm. I gotta have Drake is in there, Meek is in there.
Okay.
Drake in there, Meek in there.
The City Girls in there.
Is the City Girls in there? Is the City Girls in there? Of course.
Okay.
You can't get the club turn without the City Girls. All the twerk music in there.
You got Megan Thee Stallion.
But I'm not talking about right now. I'm not talking about the music that you play for the people. What do you listen to? Is this what you listen to?
I listen to. You see all the
videos of the men singing
act up challenge.
So if I told y'all I knew every word to the song, would y'all?
I would say let's sing it together. Let's go.
Oh my God!
We on a road trip. Let's knock it out. Let's get it. Okay, bass turned up, volume up.
That's definitely that 12:30 song. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's time, like when the club dry, you ain't played it. Like you just gotta run that back.
It's like why didn't you play it again? Just go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like we want to kind of get into, you know, just learning a little bit more about how you got started as a DJ, because it's not too often we hear the story behind like why and like how you got into it. So like how did you start and like how did you get started?
Okay, on the real tip, so I got started DJing first off when I was in school at Benedict College on my senior year. I was literally graduating the same semester.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same semester. So my brother had passed in a car accident June 2015. So my plan was to go to medical school because I got my undergrad in biology.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, you know what I'm saying? Like after my brother passed, I was in a deep, deep depression. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, I fell in love with music. You know what I'm saying? Like I fell in love with it. Like I was already kind of like throwing parties,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know what I'm saying? I just kind of went with the music and went to music. Like music was just like, it was just really healing to my soul for real. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was throwing parties throughout all of my senior year. Then one of the DJs ain't half finito. I ain't about to put the DJ on the spot, but he ain't half This is where finito was the, like, you know how City Girls is? Mm-hmm. That Chief Keef finito was like that.
I was throwing an event.
I'm like, bro, you got to drop that finito right now. You know what I'm saying? And he like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah, you ain't got it.
Wow. Just, so, are you even a real DJ?
What are you doing?
I hope he hears this.
Then, okay.
He okay?
So on the way back from my boy Jerm picked me up. My boy Jerm joined me. Shout out to Jerm. He was a DJ. His name DJ Jermski down in Charleston,
shout
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to brother. He picked me up on the airport in Augusta. I was coming home from Thanksgiving break or my birthday was around that time, like October, November. So I came home back to Augusta.
Ooh, are you a Scorp?
Okay.
Come on now.
In the building. What's popping? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Let me get off the podcast.
sorry.
So when he picked me up, I told him, like, listen, bro, I'm trying to DJ. And this is why you got to have good people around you, because my nigga said, but do that shit.
Yeah.
He said, because I already kind of really knew a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I already kind of had a nice little following on the social media side. He was like, nigga, do that shit, but you already beating niggas. Like, basically, like, you already got the fan base. You know what I'm saying? So once you start saying that you DJ and then you start learning how to do that shit, like, you good. So what I did was I bought me the equipment the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you got virtual DJ. Yeah. No time. I threw a house party that Friday.
I know that's right.
Wow.
I threw a house party that
Friday. What's up?
This is anti-hesitation.
Well, we ain't playing no games.
Yeah.
After that, threw the house party. shit, start getting a little buzz. And then my boy Nakeem, Nak Mills, down in South Carolina, here promoter down there. Shout out to bro. Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Booked me. He booked me for an event because I was already throwing parties with him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Booked me for the graduation party when I graduated. Turned it up. That's when I got my confidence. Like, damn, this is my first little shit. Then when I graduated, I moved back to Ohio, and then nobody believed me that I was DJing. That motherfucker was looking at me crazy. Mm-hmm. Like,
man.
You DJ, stop it. You feel me?
Maybe your own city. And especially from Dayton, like, oh, never mind. We'll have to get into that. But
Nah, it wasn't. I don't think it was that. I don't think it was like because of the city. It was more so because of who I was. Like, I was a football, I was an athlete. You feel me?
Oh, so it was so like it wasn't expected.
Like, yeah, like mm-hmm. DJ, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? Until I hooked on my cousin Bird, shout out to HBE, and shit, we threw our own event because I was telling people that I was trying to get booked, and they was not fucking with me. So I reached out to my cousin, and we threw our own event. And then that was in 2016. From that party to now,
the rest was
motherfucking history. That's after that, I just connected with all my friends, everybody that I play ball with. You know what I mean? My fraternity brother mm-hmm. reached out. Like I just used really. You know what I'm saying? My business skills and really just connecting and just.
Mm-hmm. Do you like? Did you naturally have those business skills, or is that something that you learned through like school, or like was it just something that you naturally?
It just networking for real. Oh, just okay. Really because I just knew a lot of you know.
You're a people person.
I'm a people person. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Okay, that's what's up though. Okay, I always like to hear. Are you 420 in? Okay, never mind.
What'd you say?
I said, are you over there 420?
It's not 420.
It is 420.
No, not today. Never mind. That's cool. Never mind. Y'all missed the joke. It's all good. It was a joke.
It's all good. We on the same page.
Okay, we are. I thought so.
Oh, they were like, it's not 420.
You're funny as hell.
Okay, so it sounds like you have like a really busy life. So, like, how do you balance everything? Like, how do you balance everything? Yeah, life and love, life, family, work, fun. Like, how do you balance everything? Yeah,
I make my career, my job, my fun. So, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just came from Bahamas last week. You know what I mean? Because I went to go see my family.
Mm-hmm.
My family is in Bahamas. And I went down there to see my family. And then while I was down there, I connected with a few. My roommate from college is from Bahamas. And mm-hmm. I connected with him. And then as I connected with him, man, he like, man, we got a venue. Damn, come on. Now I'm DJing.
How was
so,
that? You
know what I'm saying? I know, that's right.
That's crazy.
Look at that. You just got to get it. It just be who you – it's the network.
Yeah.
Equals your network.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I believe – I feel like it's the network, and it really just to be – to really go get it, though. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like,
from Loki was meant to be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, God gonna, like, man, God, just listen to God, bro. God got you. You feel me? Yeah. God gonna lead you to the way. Just, you know what I'm saying? You gotta recognize only where he wants you to go.
Yeah. It's like listening to, I was actually at a Bible study this past Wednesday, and they were talking about that voice, like God's voice when he speaks to you, and being able to recognize that. You know, some people don't actually recognize it, but that voice is always there. But it's being in tune mm-hmm. with God, and when you listen to him, woo! Mm-hmm. Them blessings unfold, okay?
Hey, you. I swear. I swear. And that self-love, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, amen. Yes.
That self-love. Mm-hmm. One of my OG was talking about that when I was down in Bahamas, Ashley. He was just like, man, you know, keep God first, and then you put yourself second. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta put yourself first. Come on, man, because if you love you, if you don't love you, how the hell you gonna love me?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, you gotta love yourself, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You gotta love yourself, take care of yourself. And, like, when a lot of people think that success is that money, nah, success is that pure happiness, that peace.
Oh, my gosh, you over here preaching. Preach.
Come on. I ain't trying to preach. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just kidding. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to preach. But, like, it's that peace, though, you feel me? It's that, and that peace. And within you taking care of yourself and that self-love within mm-hmm. yourself, you already taking care of the finances. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I switched my mindset to where, like, all right, I got out of survival mode when it comes to money, and I look at money, you got to look at money like you about to go, like you brushing your motherfucking teeth. You feel me? So, like, you feel me? You can't look at that shit like it's some value.
Yeah.
You can't, it's a piece of paper.
Yeah, and people put so much value into money because, like, but it's a material thing, but they think that's what gives you happiness, and it's not. Because you can literally be doing something else that makes you tons more money, but that don't make you happy.
At all. So you just got to go get it. You know, like, if you woke up in the morning and had no more toothpaste, what you going to do?
Go get some more.
You feel me? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like that. Like, you got to look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go get some money. You feel me?
Where are you going? You know what I mean?
Come on now. Listen, look.
That's what comes with being a people person, though. Like, that'd be one of the
upsides. Hustle and motivate.
And just knowing how to talk and talking.
Mm-hmm. Lip plug. So, okay. So now, so who inspires you? Or inspire?
My family. My family. My granny, my uncle, my mom. You feel me? My great grandfather that got a school named after him in the Bahamas. Like, I'm chasing my family.
So your family literally is from the Bahamas.
My mom's grandpa, my mom's dad, his father is from Bahamas. They're all born in Bahamas.
That is so cool. How often do you go?
Yeah. This is my third time going. My first time when I was a baby, and then I went like a couple years ago, but my mind wasn't right. I was going. I was just, you know what I'm saying, just happy to be there. You feel me? Now it was like, okay, I'm going down here and like, okay, how do we keep this shit going? Like, all right, I'm a servant. You feel me? How can I help? What y'all need me to do? Mm-hmm. Damn, all right, I went up to the school. Like, what y'all need? Like, they needed some exposure. Yeah, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you feel me? Like, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just walking in God's purpose. You feel me? Whatever God tell me to do, I just do it. I ask him and he tell me and I go.
Yeah, I'm over here like reflecting now. This turned into over here preaching. Okay, I'm not even playing. I'm over here like things, snaps fingers, claps hands, like everything. Hallelujah, just everything. Okay.
Yeah, real talk.
So do you? This is what might be a little personal, but how do you incorporate God? Like, do you have like a set plan or it's not a plan, I shouldn't say a plan, but do you have like a certain like routine that you follow that you try to make sure that you fit God into your schedule as far as like, you know, I don't know, you might wake up and pray every morning, yes, but do you like set time, devote time specifically religiously?
I don't. I mean, he with me every day. He with us all every day. So that's why I look at it. So I feel like I talk to God like now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like how we talking right here.
Yeah.
Like, he listening.
I'll be having conversations with him all day.
Like, like he the one signaling it down for me to even come out my mouth. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So you know what I'm saying? So like I pray before I eat, before I go to sleep at night. But like, you know, I need to do more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I really need to tap in. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I just feel like you got your relationship with God, like, and that's like he there. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You go to him.
I think everybody's relationship with God is different. You know, depending on the person, depending on who you are. You know, some people like to pray every day. I mean, and then you got some people who could just talk to him like a conversation. Like I'll just be walking and I'll just be like talking to God and I'll be like, keep my day going. You know, I still think I've been thinking like I need to get on my knees and pray more, like often, like and pray on my knees, but man, I be talking to God all the time.
Okay.
But God ain't tripping. I don't think he know my heart. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think he be tripping. I feel like he think, you know,
This probably turned into trash. God, no. But let me tell you something. So I'm in Bible study. We're doing this devotional thing that we are doing like for the next 10 weeks. And one of the questions they posed, because it was a verse that we read, basically it was saying that when you're in Christ, basically something like God, like Christ never ever leaves you, because you know sometimes we always think, man, it's turned into church, but sometimes we think that when we're like living our lives, and you know, we forget that we are human and we make mistakes, but we think that God leaves us in those times, but God is always with us no matter what. He never leaves us. And sometimes as humans, yes, we do come in and out of Christ, and we get distracted by other things outside of, you know, focusing on God, but we sometimes forget that, I don't know, that God is always there. And I think that's important that you're saying that. And I don't know, man, this is amazing. Okay,
why wouldn't you talk to God like that though? Like, why?
What you mean?
You be your friend. Like, why some people get on your knees every time and pray?
Right. But some people think that God is this, I don't know. Some people don't think that it's that easy. Some people don't think it's that easy. And God understands you and whatever you're saying, like, however you have to communicate to him, God is going to hear you. You know what I mean? If some people don't think, I some really people think that you need a magical, like, way to talk to God for God to hear you. And it's not, in reality, it's not like that, you know?
I mean, it also depends on the religion as well. You know, there's different religions who feel like they have to get on their knees and pray at a certain time or a certain day to talk to God. I mean, but, you know, coming from, like, where I think all of us are, like, non-denominational Christians, I think ours is a little bit different. And our religion, we don't practice talking to God in, like, in a certain way, you know.
I think it's a difference between, like, being religious and, like, it's a relationship,
being
like
spiritual.
Being spiritual, like, it's literally a relationship. And so when in a relationship, it's it's communication back and forth, you know. One of these things that the person who was leading the Bible study was saying, I'm sorry, this is turning into church, but look, not sorry, but it was one thing the person said. They were like, because someone said that they wanted to basically strengthen their relationship, and they didn't kind of know how or something like that. And then the person was like, well, what is the difference between a friend and a boyfriend, or like a boyfriend and a husband? You know, the depth of in which you.
Oh, that's a really good way to look at it.
It was, and I was like,
you know, because, I mean, when you got a boyfriend, you're going to do a little bit more to make them happy. You're going to do a little bit more just to be, you know, to please that person. So if I want to have a relationship with God, I'm going to do a little bit more. You know, that's great. Ooh, I like that.
Man, that was from the church on a Friday.
I love it.
So... now we're gonna kind of, you know, go ahead and get anywhere.
I love God.
Yeah, I love God. Do you love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
So, okay, so when you're at a function and you get booked for something, so how do you decide what, I mean, because, you know, different music for different folks, obviously, but how do you decide, like, what you're gonna play at said event? Like, do you do all kinds of events? Do things with, like, is older people there, younger people there?
Man, I'm a DJ.
You gotta play against the crowd.
It's not about you. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's about the people. Mm-hmm. Every trip. If they not having fun, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. Period.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta reach energy. I need you to teach a DJ course and tour. Some people don't think that. Like, I was at this place and I asked the DJ, can he play a song? Because I didn't know none of the songs he was playing. I asked him to play one song. He was like, I ain't got that. And I was like, oh, okay.
What kind of music was he playing?
Well, I just didn't know none of the songs. It was low-key at this, like, real ratchet club, which it was cool and all. I was having fun.
You gotta know where you're going to at the same time.
No, that is true.
You probably don't even know. That was probably all the songs he was playing was probably bangers today.
You're the only
out-of-pocket person.
No, because my roommate listened to a lot of music too. She ain't know none of the songs either. So
Denisha, you don't know nothing until it come on the radio.
I do know stuff before it come on the radio. I knew Megan Thee Stallion before she was on the radio.
Not no trap songs.
Tierra be selling drugs and moving clothes or whatever she be moving.
Saying that about Tierra.
I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing. It's a joke.
Tierra gonna go to work on Monday. Like,
so you moving? You be pushing stuff?
Coke now.
What you be pushing? just what are you talking about? I'm pushing this pen on this paper. Okay. Okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I just go like, I mean, long as, like, 85% is like knowing the song, mm-hmm. or they having a good time. Or I'd never go like lower than 60. Like maybe like 60 has to be like 60% of the club has to be at least knowing the song up dancing. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? If I can get 60, if I'm in that 60 to 100 range every trick, mm-hmm. and I know when to not go under 60. You right. never go under 60.
When you know under when the 60, club... When you in the club,
60 is like we just now starting. You feel me? Right. 80% is kind of like at like maybe like 11, 12 is like mm-hmm. 80, and then you want to get to that 100 at 12, 12:30.
Oh, you're surprised. 12 to 1. But you know that part in the club, it'd be around 1:30, and everybody just standing around looking at each other, head down, people on the phone, like it's like that one song.
I'll be leaving since that time. Nah,
ain't nobody paying really attention.
I want to be having fun the whole time. Like, no,
it don't be like that in the clubs all the time. Like, sometimes it'd be a song where it just everything just mellows out. I think everybody's liquor just mellows out. Everybody's wearing out their life. Yeah, mm-hmm. and then a DJ play some song, and it'd be like, he'll play, I don't know.
What's the song that you got to go home to?
No, they gotta start a song. They'll turn the place back up. You know, they'll play like Young Dolph, like Preach or something.
Yeah. Right. And that's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing how, you know, you can have control over a crowd like that. Because, mm-hmm. like, it's way, like how I said, like, you can move a crowd however you want to. Mm-hmm. You articulate it however you like. You know what I'm saying? So if the DJ want to make everybody like lower down, like y'all was tripping, y'all in here cutting up, y'all getting too crazy, mm-hmm. you slow it down. You just lower it down a little bit.
I was about to ask
you.
You got to, yeah.
Have you ever had like a tough crowd that was hard to like move though? Like
all the time. Mm-hmm. You have a tough crowd. Like a lot of tough crowds. I'm gonna be honest with you. The tough crowd is like, I say a tough crowd because, you know what I'm saying, I like my people dancing, you mm-hmm. feel me? So it's always tough for me to, you know what I'm saying, like if I'm at, you know what I mean, if I'm at like a trap event or, you know, or at an event where I'm playing nothing but like dark songs, like songs, mm-hmm. some songs are dark
like
as fuck.
What?
Then it's something
like
what? Yeah, YM and Melly. I got murder on my mind.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a dark ass song.
Yeah, so what's your like go? What's the go-to, like, okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it's just dark and it's like some hype ass songs, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like somebody that's just talking about getting money, like that's some shit I fuck with. Yeah. You feel me? Like, we gonna play that. We ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? But like,
give me five songs that's getting money play.
No, but before that, I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
What's up?
No, I got a question.
Y'all tell me.
Because like in different like states they have like different, I don't want to say traditions, but like here, like in the DMV. You're not go-go music.
I know what you mean.
I guess it is called go-go music. But, like, yeah, they got, like, go-go, different... Yeah. They
like,
got,
backyard like, band? Like,
yeah. Like, out here in the DMV, like, I think of all those, like, those different
signature
songs. Yeah, that people know that you... Like, we from Ohio, so I didn't know none of these songs. But, like, out here, that's, like, right. really big thing. So, like, how do you know, like, when you go to different states, like, the different songs to play?
Your colleagues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your colleagues, you know what I'm saying? Like network with the DJs that's in them cities, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. a lot of like, you know what I'm saying? Like you can like you gotta strip the ego, bro. Like mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like once you strip the ego, everything gonna come to you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I go like, man, I don't know what they playing, and you know what I'm saying? Like I know, you know what I'm saying, like songs that's popular, but like what's really, really banging out here? What's my go to for real mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. DC, in New York? Or you gotta think about the artists in that city too. You feel me? So mm-hmm. like, all right, cool. If I'm in Atlanta, I know the Migos gonna have
so
to jump.
If he was to come,
baby,
so if he was to come to LA or to San Diego, what would you play?
I'm playing Ty Dolla, I'm playing okay. First off, I'm playing Nipsey.
Okay.
I'm playing Ty Dolla, I'm playing Kamaya.
Okay.
I'm playing DJ Charisma got a song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing all the Cali. Hold on. T Grizzly is jumping in Cali because they listen to 100 BPM.
Okay, T
100 BPM. 100 BPM is like music that like is fast. You feel
I
me?
Think that's
like
one of the songs. Music. I don't know.
No, 100 BPM is
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the tempo of the song.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So, Cali songs are more like you keeping the it's dancing, like it's moving real fast. Uh-huh. Like,
that's like all that DJ Khaled music.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or like Ty Dolla or Chris Brown, so they're like mm-hmm. Freaky Friday type of songs.
Okay. It'd be funny because like I don't really listen to those type of songs like on the regular, but like when I think about it, I'd be like, yeah, these are really good club songs to keep people.
But we was in the club listening to them, and we was like, no. This ain't
but it's because we don't listen to that on the regular, but out there, that's right. Normal to them.
That's normal. Exactly. Uh-huh. We listen to a lot of dark music in the Midwest. Like mm-hmm. It's a lot of dark.
Like, out here, they listen to a lot of DeVito, which is, like, all that, like, African kind of beat. Yeah, like, that's really good. Yeah, come on. But, like, from us, like, we don't, like, in Ohio, like, we don't listen to that all the time. But out here, like, it's really huge. Like, because also, it's a lot of Africans out here, too.
Well, Ohio got some bangers, though. Ohio got some bangers, though.
What did you play in the Bahamas?
What I played in the Bahamas, so real shit, real shit. So I was playing my dad's house set, you feel me? And they was like fucking with it a little bit, so I was mixing the dance hall, like I was mixing dance hall, track, and hip hop together. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm playing all of it, and they really heavy on soca. So my cousin, I'm like, yo, you gotta send me the playlist. Like,
what is that? Some
soca shit.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Oh, see, that's what I'm like. I knew about it. I knew soca music, but it sounds it's like dancehall. But it got like, okay, it's like this. How she was explaining it to me.
Is it more
she
Caribbean?
Said, okay, it's Caribbean for sure.
Yeah, well,
but it's a difference between. It's a difference between soca, calypso. I want to say it's called calypso. And reggae, and then it's dance hall. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? All of them. And I'm like, if we listen to them, all that sounds like some reggae shit. Like,
right.
And that's some Caribbean shit. Like, all that shit the same. But to them, it's like, okay, that's how they know the difference. Just like how we know the difference between trap, hip hop, R&B.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
Pop. You
yeah.
see what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what wow. I mean? So,
have you ever been to an African wedding?
An African wedding?
Yes.
No.
Man, they
be going to Power Ranger wedding.
Man, they do be turned.
They be turned. It'd be so fun. Never. Yes, it's so fun. I wish. I wish Kiara could get married all over again.
I do.
So, what are your top 5 songs?
Yeah.
Top 5 songs.
Wait.
Hey, wait. In general, or
like hype
that
right now,
or that he
no,
like
what's your
club?
Top 5 like hype songs that are universal that you could like go to that everybody you know hype. People are gonna turn up. Yeah.
Oh, from the window to the wall. You play that anywhere, you're good.
Okay. Okay, that's one.
No, yeah, you play that. I'm saying anywhere. When I say anywhere, we're talking about the world, right? We
yeah,
talking
that's about, a universal just, song.
So
yeah.
Even with the white
yeah,
people,
about,
just all of that.
Everything.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, white people, they know that song.
Okay.
They know that song.
They get hip to hip-hop songs it, 10 years later.
On. Oh, my God.
Cardi B.
They still doing the freaking
Cardi
shuffle.
Cardi B for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? You know give me a Cardi B song. Well, I guess any Cardi B song. I mean, she just get it
high. She got the whole world. She okay. got. She
not
fumbled
one
know.
Bag. Like every song.
QC, Lil Baby, and Migos. They go anywhere too.
Yeah.
That go
no,
anywhere.
I like it when the club play like old Migos back when they was playing.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a stripping nigga. That's
yeah.
That shit when it go.
Old Migos, because I'd be like, damn, yeah. I ain't heard this in a minute. Instead of playing
totally
like the new Migos.
Yeah, new Migos mm-hmm. is so, I mean, it's cool and all, but it's just not like old Migos.
It's yeah, it's not like the old Migos.
It's yeah, yeah, energy yeah, back then.
Like that house parties to old Migos was
oh my gosh, house parties used to go.
You know, what was about to happen? A fight was about to break out.
Facts.
I don't know. What was about to happen? You still lit because
you
have
fun,
Migos.
But you have fun. You might lose. Look, you was close to you live your life, but you have fun though. Just honestly, not in BG. I was just being funny. Okay, so
Denisha was at all the house parties. Tia,
Mari hated going to the house.
I hated house parties. Denisha was at all of them. Let's go, girl. No,
she'd be like 10 minutes. Let's go home. I'm like, no, we just got here.
I went to one house party with y'all, and I don't remember what happened.
That means you have fun,
right?
Oh, so okay. Do you do any house parties, Mark? The DJ Marky.
Do I do house parties,
Marky G? Yeah. Or no,
do I do
house
parties? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
No,
okay. So what do you prefer?
We're too bougie.
What do you prefer? House parties or like clubs or events?
I mean, the events is always like that's the. It depends on what kind of like, but both is like fun. Like I would love to do events all the time, like events mm-hmm. like as in like festivals. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, mm-hmm. like that shit fun as fuck.
Yeah,
that's
like more a festival. People, festival? You feel
me? Heck yeah,
like a festival. Yeah.
So that's what's dope, like, yeah. What's on like your itinerary or your agenda for this summer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
For this summer, mm-hmm. okay. So right now, I've got I'm planning a festival. Well, planning more events and this. I don't want to go there.
You're planning a fire festival.
Hell no, I'm not planning a fire festival. Hell no, we ain't doing that. Hell no.
I heard they making another one.
That's a good-ass movie, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a good-ass movie.
People stupid.
Nah, but just nah, plan on going on a summer tour. Doing a summer tour.
Okay. Are you going to be the West Coast?
Shit, that we're working on. Hook me up. Holla at me. Tell me what, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, holla at me. What's up? Who I need to talk to?
We're going to have to talk. We're going to have to see. Well, I don't really. I'm just new out here, but.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Where you at? You were in LA?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about San Diego, about the zoo. Yeah, yeah. We'll make it happen. Dennis Blaze out there. Yeah, okay.
Let's connect after this.
I'm trying to come out to Atlanta. I need to come out there.
Me too.
Come on.
I ain't never been to Atlanta, but I want to go.
Come on.
Me either. I'm going next month. But I don't know how this about to be.
Y'all hit me when y'all come down.
Shit, don't make me play. I'm like, I'm gonna come out there too. okay, so now we have to get a little personal. So are you dating anyone right now?
Oh.
I just got right into it and I ain't playing no
transition. Denise is gonna shoot her shot.
No, I'm not asking a question. I'm just asking a question. Y'all see some of the ingredients? Y'all seen the shit come in? Look.
He don't know what's on the ingredients. He thinks you're trying to shoot his shot. Shoot her shot.
No. So, yeah. It ain't nothing like that. So I'm not currently in a relationship, but you know, I do have, you know,
we get
people
saying
in my life. You know what I'm saying?
He just said plural.
People in my life.
You can date,
and we ain't talking about niggas.
And I have people. No, it's not.
That's why I said,
people.
Are you
it's
dating? That's why I said, are you dating?
No, I'm not. I'm chilling. I'm okay. Grinding. I'm really focused.
I feel
you feel
that.
Me? I'm really mm-hmm. focused. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I'm in the self kind of like trying to focus on me, get focusing
like
on
that
self love, like how we was talking about. So you know what I mean? Like, but you know, constantly doing that. You know what I mean? Constantly mm-hmm. doing that. And man,
wait,
so
but
like
you
that.
Said you
I got it. I got it.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I got a best friend. I got a close friend.
Interesting.
You know
I'm
saying?
Glad you mentioned that.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm a very, very close friend.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're gonna head right into the next part since you kinda
great
segue. Like you're great at this. You're just, this is right.
I think he's
right.
I think he read the ingredients. I think he knows.
Yeah. So like would you say that men and women can be friends and have like a true platonic relationship?
Yeah, if you keep it real, mm-hmm. yeah, you can. Niggas is being their feelings. Like you got to keep it real.
When you say niggas,
so
you mean like
niggas.
Men and women, or do you say the
like,
men?
Like both. Like you got to keep it real. Like mm-hmm. some folks, like you know what I'm saying. I think some people think that you got to lie to a woman to keep her around. Nah, you keep it the real. You mm-hmm. got to know where
right.
to come with.
Man,
you feel me? You got to know where to come with. That's
so
how I feel, you
if
know what I'm saying?
So
like,
if you're friends with a girl and she lied to you about something, do y'all keep her friendship? What she lied to you?
Yeah, it ain't that deep. I don't. It ain't that deep. Like I don't. Like,
dude, depending on what
like,
the lie.
Everybody lied.
What
that,
she lied?
Yeah,
Folk lie.
What did I lie about? What makes you think I lied about something?
Yeah, I said, what she lied?
You know.
Who lied?
Okay.
Who?
I don't know. She asked.
I don't know either. I'm just trying to.
Oh, yeah.
You so, said if you had a friend and she lied to you about something.
Well, because he was saying, like, you got to be honest with each other. So I was asking, like, so if, like, one of the either party lied, do y'all continue to be their friend?
Mm-hmm. If one of us lied, yeah, I'll be their friend. Like, I ain't gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just be like, damn, that's fucked up. What you lying from?
Like, I thought it was better than that.
Lie to me.
Yeah.
It was better than that. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm probably not gonna, like, you know, I'm gonna move different, but I'm gonna mm-hmm. still love you, though. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You gotta understand, like, that, you got, like, folks, like, you, it's beyond all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yo, we living, bro. Like, we living, bro. Like, yeah. We out here, like, living, whole breathing, bro. Whole hearts beating, man. Mm-hmm. Whole got eyes can see, hands to touch. Bro, you tripping. Everybody gonna do, everybody gonna make mistakes. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Just own up to it. You lied, whatever. All right, cool. You lied. Mm-hmm. All right, don't lie to me no more. Period. Not saying, you know what I'm saying? Just know, like I said, know where to come when. You know when you was lying, so you probably should have told the truth. Right. You feel me? But you lying, so.
Okay, so you know. Now I do have another question. So, like, you know, friendships are friendships, but do you think that it's still just a friendship if sex is involved?
Do I think it's still? Yeah, if it's, yes.
Really?
Yes, it's still a friendship. Man. Even with sex involved, yeah.
I mean, to me, yes. it's a type of relationship. But I don't think it's just a friendship. Because I don't fuck my friends.
I don't either.
I do.
Wow. Y'all are so different.
Look at y'all.
I think it's a difference. Like, there's some people that you just fuck with. Like, you just fuck them. It's people that you like.
You gotta have that.
You just keep it.
And then there's people that just friends.
But you just keep it real, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you just gotta keep it real.
You keep it real.
If we gonna fuck each other and we friends, just keep it 100 with me, like the whole entire time. Like, don't be making up shit like you care about me and some shit if we just friends. If we just friends, I got shit to lose.
But he might care about you, though. He really might care about you.
Man, that's so hard.
He really might care about you.
Because it's easy to think that really, somebody don't care about you when you feel like they did you a little wrong. When they just really just like
that's what I think. I would have respected your honesty. Yeah, facts. Right. You would have fucking around.
If we fucking around and you got a whole ass woman that you really, really committed to, I would appreciate if you just told me so I knew how to play my part. Like, on some real, you know? And then
you just want the man to keep it real with
Thank you.
That's it.
But how good of a friend is that? Like,
not a good friend.
Everybody views a friend differently. What kind of friend are they?
What you mean?
Like, are they like acquaintances? Like, y'all like, hey, how you doing?
Is that your friend? I would say it has to be a friend. I don't know, because I don't fuck my friends, and I wouldn't fuck my friends. However, I think it just depends.
Don't say you never would do anything.
I don't plan. But my thing is, if y'all friends, if y'all just friends, and then y'all end up, like, you know, fucking or whatever, chances are one person might catch feelings, because that's just
I doubt it.
Depending on the person, I think one person might, because y'all already have that, like, friendship, that relationship part that's, like, a friend. Like, you obviously are their friend for a reason. If you involve sex, it comes with other things, just naturally.
What if it was an oopsie sex?
Was y'all drunk or something?
Yeah, like, what if we was just like, oh, damn, we fucked, and then we just go back, we just don't think about it no more. I mean, we might think about it, but we ain't gonna mention it.
I feel like that's a song.
What?
Oopsie sex?
Yeah, like, you had sex with somebody and it was like a mistake and y'all still just friends.
Mistake. I don't know. What you think, Marky? DJ Marky? I don't know what to call you, Marky. No, I was asking what you think on that.
You can just call me Marky G. Okay. It don't matter. Okay. Marcus Graham. It don't matter. What'd you say, though?
What was my question?
How you feel about that? Having sex with your friend? But I think he answered
We already answered that. No, it was another question.
No, have a sexual friend. Oh no! Nah. I mean, you gotta keep it real. Okay. That's it. Just keep it real.
Okay.
So, if you are or not, whatever.
So you said you do have a female best friend.
Yes.
So, if you wanted to pursue her later on in time, like, would you? Because would you want to be would you want to risk you guys' friendship, or would you actually take the risk?
I'm gonna marry her.
Snap! This is not real.
I'm a married.
Whoa!
So why is she your best friend?
Is it
to protect?
I'm just not ready. I don't want to be in no relationship.
So y'all, you already know what's up, but y'all kind of just y'all just keeping it on a friend level right now, just to protect. We just growing.
We ain't about to think too big. We get way more important stuff than be arguing about girlfriend, boyfriend stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I totally agree.
We got kids to take care of, kids and nieces, nephews, family got to take care of. So, like, just focus on, like, you, like love yourself, like, gaining that self, make yourself whole. You feel me?
Right.
As you make yourself whole, like if we going straight and we both going straight together, God just going, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Man.
That's crazy. I just had to talk to somebody
about this. And Would you like to elaborate? Well, they were just saying the same thing, like that basically this person likes somebody and they've been friends for forever and they tried it a couple of times and like it just didn't work out. But she just knows that, like, whatever, in time it'll happen. Or if it doesn't, it doesn't. So,
do y'all feel like somebody already got somebody? You know,
like everybody got somebody.
Everybody got somebody. Like, even if y'all not really like together, but you know, you always kind of got somebody. Like, you know,
most cases, yes.
I'm confused on this question.
Man, everybody, hold on.
Everybody got somebody on the low.
Let me keep it real with you. Everybody got somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
You got that's understanding the game too. You feel me? Like I hit that girl or me and her had sex or whatever, and I just had sex with her. We not together. We were just on some cool stuff. Somebody love that girl. You feel me? Like, period. She in love with somebody else. That's how the game go. Like, you got to understand that. So you can't, you know what I mean? Like, if it's different when you become a wife, but like, girlfriend stuff, like, if that's your girl, like, it's on her. You feel me? I can't be no sucker nigga worrying about what she got going on. It's just real talk. You feel me?
Like, your energy. Yes.
Yeah. It's real. Like, it's bigger shit than that, man. Like, mm-hmm. I just, from through experience, bro, it's bigger shit than be arguing about shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to fucking, to remember the lie, bro. It's easy as fuck to just remember the truth, bro. Just keep that shit real. Keep that shit a bean, bro. Real. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, bro, we all gonna go, bro. You hear me? That's it. We all gonna go.
It's just finding one that person day. to go the whole way.
Come on now, just imagine being around a guy that you could be 1,000%
yourself,
honest around about everything. Be your 1,000% you, like literally, be yourself. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I'm talking about all the shit that you don't tell people. You feel me? All the shit that you keep in the closet. Like, you can be upfront and be 100 with them. Like, no matter what the circumstances are. You feel me? No matter how tough it is, that's what you're looking for.
Is there a difference between being honest and like really honest? Like really, like is there too much honesty going on to where
Hell no. Nah.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
I think there's a line.
Don't ask. Like, don't you not if you not like you know what I'm saying? Like,
you
I'm
ain't
not
ready
about
for
to
the
ask.
Truth.
Yeah.
Right. But if you do ask that, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Because you know what I'm saying? Think about it. Then the motherfucker really, it's really their decision at that point.
That's
you
true.
Feel me? So like you're gonna be like, oh damn, I know if I ask Marky G anything, he gonna be 100 with me, gonna tell me the truth. You feel me? He ain't gonna lie to me about nothing. And that's just really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about to just be out here just telling you everything. Like, oh yeah, I was this.
Right, but if you ask, you shall receive.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Exactly. You feel me?
I totally agree, but some people, you'd be surprised that some people really feel like they need to protect other people's feelings and their, because they feel like they don't feel like people can handle it. I really don't personally know because I really feel like you should be honest about everything, no matter who it is. Like, you should just be your authentic self, and if they got a problem with it, then they can see the door. I don't know. Some people, I was that guy.
I done been in a situation like that to where I was in my feelings. You feel me? And like, too much in my feelings, and I had to catch myself. Like, hell no, like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta just keep it real, bro. Like, that's really just, you know what I'm saying. If you don't keep it real, then you just be 100. Like, at the end of the day, we just be 1,000, bro.
So the woman that you have an idea of, like, to marry, did you always know that from when you first met her? Did it develop over time?
Hold on. Say this again.
So you said somebody always, like, you love somebody. So the woman that you see yourself marrying in the far future, did you know that when you first met
this
person?
Myself? Wait. No, I'm not gonna say that. I just see myself marrying. I'm not. You know, it's just really, it's like it's just if it happens, it happens.
Oh, okay.
You feel
I see
me?
What you're saying.
Like you know what I'm saying?
I thought you said
no,
like,
it's not
she
like
don't
you know what I mean? Like oh, okay. That's ultimately I'm not it's ultimately the end goal.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's ultimately the end goal, but it's like you feel me, you know what I'm saying? If you know, as along this journey, if you feel me, if you know, you ain't going on the right path that I'm going, mm-hmm. then you know what I'm saying? I'm
Close. You know what I mean? So do you have like, so you're a DJ, you have a lot of, you know, people that are around you, people that, you know, come see. Do you have like, this might sound weird, do you have like groupies?
Yeah,
just
so
the
people be sliding your DMs.
And like.
Nah, you be, it ain't, I mean, you know.
So
I mean, it's really it's, I don't call nobody no groupie. They just fuck with me, like you know what I'm saying. I fuck with them. Yo, we just all cool. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They like what I do. You feel me? Thank you for liking what I do. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because this ain't something that
that's
I do
humble,
all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's the wildest DM y'all done got? Anybody?
Oh,
I don't want to speak on them.
Motherfucking DMs that be trying to.
Tierra, you sound like you got a wild DM story.
I think it was
what's
wild for me.
Okay.
I don't want to speak on. Do you let somebody else go first?
Vaughn, how about you since you posed the question? Like, I ain't trying to go there.
I think the wildest DM I got was a dude. He was like, I think, I don't know if it was a question or a statement, but I think it was in the line of, do you like your nipples licked? And I never responded.
Oh,
you just be like,
I thought it was gonna be wilder than that.
Just,
that was still, I mean, that's
well,
the most
Tierra,
out of
yours
pocket.
Must be
out of all
wild.
Of them.
Man, it's probably, I think Snapchat probably, Snapchat probably got the
best.
Snapchat,
hell yeah.
Oh
Snapchat,
my gosh. You randomly get a pic and you be like, what the heck? Like, well, I did not solicit this.
But see, like, dick pics ain't wild to me no more.
They not, but
oh,
I wasn't expecting that.
Look now. We're not about to talk about this on that.
We're not. But that's what I was just saying. That's not really wild to me, like, because that's normal. It's not normal, but
it's
like
it's not normal because if it's not solicited, then why are you okay? Go
it's
ahead.
Not normal, but it's not wild.
All right, child.
Okay, all so right. Anybody else? I feel like we moved really fast through everything. Are you reading any books right now?
Man, I will. Yeah, I did. So I'm on a 20 book this year. So I'm on book number 4.
Oh, okay. What? So what are the first 4 books that you've read so far?
I read Millionaire Success Habits.
Mm-hmm.
Essentialism, The Alchemist, and Crushing It by Gary Vee.
I love The Alchemist. Such a good book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. The Alchemist is dope.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been a reader, or did you just kind of?
Hell no! I just started this year.
Well, that's good though. Reading is good. Reading is fundamental. I'm working on a book right now, but
I mean, it's always always evolving.
Yeah.
You know, it's never too late to evolve.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I read it. Now I'm feeling like, so I ain't even started my 5th book because I feel like I got to execute from the first 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time to execute. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to start applying them to your life.
Yeah. Even though my goal is 20, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? 20 in 1 year.
That's good. That's like 2 a month, just about. Tierra be reading, okay?
I read to escape. I don't read self-help books.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I do. I read self-help books, but I like self-help books. Depends on what
trying.
It is.
It takes me a
but
long
I love
time.
Self-help. But
I used to read escape books.
I like the books like that kind of make me think about life a little bit differently. Or books that like, basically self-help books, like books that just kind of how they apply life situations to themselves. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You listen to any podcasts?
Oh, I got to get back on it.
The Cake Podcast. That's your, you know, up there. I ain't gonna say it's number 1, but number 2, number 3, something up
the
there.
Cake.
The cake.
Hold on. We listen. We tuned in to the Cake Podcast. It's DJ Marky G.
Uh-huh.
Make sure y'all stay tuned in. Be tuned in.
I think we need every guest to do
me?
One of those.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the Cake Podcast.
Because we're going to make a new like song at the beginning of our thing. And we need to like have a compilation.
You need to, can you cut that?
Stuff. I definitely will. I can definitely do that.
Cake podcast. Look, though, let me keep going, though. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Don't nobody talk.
The cake podcast is the best podcast out. Listen, everybody love cake, so you better tune in to the cake podcast. Straight like that. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? It's the cake podcast. We told them each and every Sunday. What day is it?
Every Sunday.
Each and every Sunday is the cake podcast. If you ain't tuned in, I don't know what you doing, okay, boy. What you doing? Yeah. Then listen.
I don't know what you doing. Really?
Straight like that. I don't know what you doing.
Okay,
we're
gonna have to cut that.
Why?
Yeah,
we can cut that. I like this interview.
I like that.
What you doing? All right, so where can people find you? DJ Marky G, how can they find you? How can they book you? Let's come on, plug yourself.
You gotta come down here. You gotta let us know when you come out to the DMV and you do a club.
I'm coming to DC June. July 12th, 13th, and 14th.
And let me know, because, you know, I'll be in on... What venue are you doing? Or what place are you doing?
I'm coming for my family reunion.
Oh,
and
I'm coming for my family reunion in Maryland.
I'm going to hit up... So now I'm working on that now. You see what I'm saying? So I already know I'm going to be there. So now I'm working that connection now. So
okay,
we're going to make that happen.
Yeah, let me know, because I like, you know, getting out the house.
Santa Mo. It's lit. When we go, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have some fun.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
But y'all can find me. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, DJ Marky G _. Book me, shoot me an email, djmarkygbooking@gmail.com. You can call my phone now. You know, I'ma answer and we can go ahead and work something out. 937-248-9431.
Okay.
I'm business.
Now don't y'all be calling him, harassing him.
Don't call him.
If it ain't about making money, don't call
him. Right, don't be calling him, trying to slide in the DMs. Don't be, it's about business.
I hope you don't call him to slide in his DMs. Listen,
it's about business.
It's about business.
It ain't about the money.
Let's make it happen at 2019 is the year of greatness. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
2019, the year of greatness. The Cake Podcast, man. Rest in heaven, Nipsey Hussle. It's DJ Marky G, 937 Stand Up, Dayton, Ohio. Thank you. I appreciate y'all listening.
Of course.
The Cake. I appreciate y'all having me.
Just, he said he appreciate us.
No, I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you too. We glad you came on. Y'all. Well, thank you. That was kind of all we have, so I guess we'll see you next time, Mr. DJ Marky G. We have to come on again, okay?
Yes.
I got you.
All
right. I got you. Whenever y'all need me, just hit me up. All right.
All cool. right.
Thank y'all.
All right. You have a good one. Bye.
Well.
So, do y'all want to finish this out? Do we have any emails?
Let me check. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if we don't, then, you know, that's it. Does anybody have any, like, anything I want to talk about? What's going on in y'all's lives?
Oh, we didn't do our recap.
I know. Like, we kind of touched on it, but we ain't really go into it.
How was y'all week?
Oh, my week this week wasn't as great as it's been in the last couple weeks. I kind of, like, got a lot of setbacks, but it's okay because, you know, setbacks are just, you know, two step back, make three steps forward. I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy for that, but
I mean,
it happens. You know, it's, what is today? Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. It hasn't been a bad week. It's been a pretty decent week, though, mm-hmm. You know. It's just some things that I had in place to get done this week didn't get done, and I have to push them back a week.
But that's okay.
I can push them back. Well, yeah, it is, but I'm trying to work on, like, getting things scheduled and doing things at, like, a time and just scheduling. If I had something scheduled that day, I'm trying to make sure I get it done instead of continue to push things back. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I'm pushing things back, I'm not really, like, making it a priority. But mm-hmm. this, since it had to be pushed back, it wasn't because I wanted it pushed back. It was because, like, the people I had involved, it's just trying to find, like, schedules to line up with everybody. But mm-hmm. that's all. But, you know, hopefully I can get it done next week. If not, then I have to do it when I come back from going to Ohio.
For Easter.
I haven't been home in almost five months.
Man.
So
it's been that long. To go
home. Yeah, I haven't been home since Christmas. So
it doesn't seem that long away.
Has it really? Like, Christmas was just around
January, February, March, April. I guess it's been 4 months.
Yeah, so I haven't seen my mom in 4 months. So I'm going home for 4 days.
I miss my
I'm
gonna be mom. There.
I haven't been in Dayton for 4 days, and I don't know how long. So this is going to be hard for me. Ooh, I'll be ready to stay. I'll be in Dayton for 1 day, and I'll be ready to go. I'm telling you.
I don't disagree with that. I really don't. I love see my everybody. Family.
All right, I'm out.
So I see you come visit me, like, too.
You gotta have to have your family come visit you. But okay. When you think about it, all them plane tickets are expensive, yeah, especially when you got multiple kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm like, come on, mom, you can just come out here. She's like, I got to pay for Hayden. Forget Hayden. I'm just kidding.
So
I love my
sister. Somebody should drive to the DMV? Because I'm thinking about going there this summer. But I'm like, should I drive?
Look, it's not a bad drive. It's 7 hours. It's not bad. However, that flight for an hour and a half,
That's unbeatable.
It's an hour and a half.
That's unbeatable. You be there.
Well,
that's
I'm
no time. That's a quick nap.
I was talking to my friend, and she was like, why are you taking a flight? You could just drive. And I'm just like,
it's because I was going to drive. It's not bad. It's just like working a shift, honestly.
I guess it depends on the situation, too, because sometimes people have homes, and then sometimes people are in apartments, and it's not cheap to park. So
Yeah, wherever you're going, yeah, you definitely have to find like a parking spot, especially in the DC.
Yeah,
it's
I'm gonna actually be in Maryland in July, in the third week.
What part
July.
Of Maryland?
Yeah, I gotta figure. I'm gonna get back to you on that one because my family reunion. So I just found out, but
man,
I'll be there. I'm gonna let you
y'all
know.
I'll be having hella family reunions.
Well, all right, you need to come. You should come. You know,
I've never been to a family reunion.
I know you should come.
We've never had one. My whole entire family is never. I've never had a family
really?
Reunion. I need to marry. Yeah, I need to marry somebody who got a big family because we'll
all
never
right,
have
we're getting
one.
Married.
I want a nice family.
We talked
reunion.
About this earlier.
I'll ours just be like spare the moment and feel like
no. Yeah. We don't have no family photos. We don't have nothing like
we do. So like every other year, like
we don't
year
have
on, so last year was
t-shirts with our last names on it.
Yeah.
This like, was this the same family that live in Georgia.
You talking to me?
It's the same. This yeah. Y'all be having different ones in different locations, right?
Yeah. So like every other year. So the on year we go out of town somewhere, and then we go in Dayton just to give it a chance. Because some like we have a lot of older people in our family, and sometimes they are not able to travel. So like yeah,
who
this
puts
year we're
this
going,
stuff together?
It's a family effort.
Family
yeah, they select a family member like every year. We vote on it, or like or somebody mm-hmm. volunteers to say they want to do it. But then we all kind of help. You know, mm-hmm. in ways that we can, but yeah, it's like a team effort. And like, oh no, it's nice.
I went to this family reunion that we had, y'all, and mm-hmm. like we didn't have to pay for anything.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, y'all family got money,
but it was like the food was nasty.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, I'm ready to go home. We was in the middle. I felt like we was in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
like
wow.
there was nothing around. Like the only.
Oh, so this was poorly planned.
It,
right.
Poorly planned. I think they just like where they lived was shitty.
So they just brought y'all to the house. That's why y'all didn't have to pay. They cooked.
No, we stayed in a hotel. The hotel was cool, but it was like the location of it was like okay. They had games and giveaways, which was cool. That was nice. Like all of that was nice. It was just like when you go to family functions, you'd be like, oh, I'm about to eat. And the food, like, the food was not good. I was like, I'm not eating these ribs. This is not what it's here for.
Man. That's one thing I can't say. Like, I'm thankful that I have a family.
Yeah, Denise, your mom could cook.
Not even just my mom, though. It's not even just my mom. Like, my
that's
whole
only person
family could cook. That's why you
no, but somebody catered it in. It wasn't nobody's cooking.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Denise, your mom be killing it with the monkey bread. I'd be like, ooh,
yeah. Mar, you love that monkey bread.
I love monkey bread.
Oh, she went to her house like, some monkey bread?
Then when she put the cinnamon rolls in the waffle maker, I said, oh
yeah.
my God.
My mom, I'm telling you.
I'm like, how did you even think to put a cinnamon roll in
that's
the waffle
why
maker?
I'm mama, we just be eating all kinds of. I'm telling
girl,
you,
girl. Yes, okay? If I lived a child, mm-mm.
Listen,
and that would be a whole other story.
My dang, I wish it every time I come booty, home,
my
though.
Mom don't cook nothing. She'd be like, "Here, there's some hot dogs, girl. You know I don't eat that."
I ate. I made some turkey burgers, Denisha. Uh-huh. Like a couple weeks ago, and I gave one to my grandma. She was like, "That was the best turkey burger I ever had."
She probably lied to you.
No, nah, she was serious because she was eating a turkey burger as she said it.
I got Tierra to start eating turkey because she was like, "I like turkey burger." And she was like, "Girl, what's that recipe? I need you to hook me up."
My mom was like, "What did you do?" I said, "Something Denisha taught me." She said, "Oh, that's that Valisa stuff."
No, that's not me knowing.
Not on the real though, my mom actually
she really need to open a whole little catering business.
Y'all be surprised your mom though. My really mom actually asked me for some. She be asking me how to cook stuff sometimes too.
Bro, Denisha,
don't play.
We live together, bro. Denisha, we would get high. I'm the only one who kept food in the house. Denisha had condiments, seasoning, and chips. Some sort of tortilla chip because she loved Mexican food. So she come back into the living room after we get done smoking and have a whole fucking meal.
And it don't be none of Ari's food. Like, let's clarify.
Like, how did you even think to make something like that? Like, she the only person I know who would take one potato and make a whole full course meal out of it.
Listen,
I came over, she had a spaghetti potato.
Shut up.
It was so good.
Actually,
you
really ate a baked potato?
I was just, I love potato. You know, I don't want to talk about my potato infatuation today because, hi, my name is Anisha and I love potatoes. And I'm trying to.
Did you just make anything with a potato? And I'll be like,
I love potatoes. I'm really.
She taught me how to make mashed potatoes because I didn't know how to make them. She would do anything to make potatoes. Like, she would take a baked potato to work with nothing else. She would just grab a baked potato and go to work. And I'd be like, I didn't know you could put a baked potato in the microwave. Like, Denisha would do that.
So Denisha, how was your week?
It was pretty cool. Honestly, like, since I know I hate to keep bringing it up, but ever since Nipsey passed away, I kind of just like really been thinking about that a lot lately. And just,
social
like,
media has been so sad.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to say sad. It's been bittersweet. Still,
I still think it's passed. Sad whenever I see like the pictures because it was like, dang, like he didn't even have to die. Like,
yeah, that's for sure. Like, it was so unexpected, and honestly, like
he didn't even have to die.
I watched the funeral and I was like laughing and crying at the same time. Like, there were some parts where
I was just crying. My whole
I was crying.
Came out my
eye. I couldn't even watch. Like, I don't like stuff like that,
you know, because of the people. Like, people love him and people. It just felt like it wasn't time. Yeah, but there's also something to be said about like positivity and like people were just like trying to bring light. Like, you know, he's gone now, but he lives in us and around us forever. And he, you know.
It's your time to go. That I mean, nobody is ever going to be ready for someone to leave.
I think when
you fulfill your purpose, then you know, you and like he said, like, you know, people experience you and you have that impact on people, then it's you fulfilled your purpose. And God is like, you know, you come home. So,
you know, something I have to say that Lauren London said during her, because I literally watched the whole thing, something she said during her speech, I was actually not prepared for that. I mean, I actually thought it was gonna be a little more emotional. I was like, she held it together really well. But when she said that, something that Nipsey always said was that you can't possess people, and that you have to be grateful for the time that you have.
Yeah,
I figured that's what you were saying. But it's so often that us as humans, we think that we're entitled to people and having them, like we have to have them, you know. And that's not how life works. We should be thankful in the time that we're in and be appreciative for the now instead of always trying to, you know. Yes, plan for the future, but sometimes tomorrow's not here, and you really do have to live life for today. And like, I don't know, y'all know what I'm trying to say.
I get it.
So, but yeah,
other than that,
I know that honestly that's been so hugely on my mental lately. But other than that, let's see. I There's some other things that I got working on. I got some of my samples in for my business, things like that, that are coming in. It's going to be coming to you all soon. Leave them on their beauty. Go check me out on IG. It's coming. Yeah, I just been kind of like, oh, I went to church. I went to Bible study on Wednesday and it was great. I kind of talked about it earlier, but I don't know. I've been in like a really great space. I've been my intuition. I said this last week, my intuition and like my spirit, like it's just been on 10. It's been on fire. Like it's been on fire lately. And I just be like, man, like it's strong, man. And I don't know. I just be like, yeah, I don't really have much to say about that, but mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Like, for example, yesterday when I woke up and I was about to go to work, I felt like my district manager was going to come into work. Something in my spirit just told me he was going to come into work. And so one of my coworkers, she texted me, like, hey, you think so-and-so, like, what is the likelihood of so-and-so coming in? Because she didn't have on her proper work wear or whatever. So I was like, it's funny that you say that, because I also had this, like, this thought in my head or this, like, feeling where I feel like he's going to come in. So I was like, so just come in prepared. And she didn't. She was like, well, I can't because I couldn't go home. I was like, all right, well, just whatever. It's cool, because she's actually about to move to Japan or whatever. So lo and behold, it's around like 10 in the morning. And I see their car pulling up. I was like, wow, like, man. That little voice is on fire. But yeah, so she ended up sneaking out the back door to go change her clothes. And then yeah, so that all that to say is trust your gut. Listen to that voice.
I think it'd be God.
It is God. Definitely is God. God is within us.
God be telling me stuff all the time.
And you gotta listen to it. And some people, it's even that little thing where it's like, "Ooh, don't make a turn. Don't do this, or mm-hmm. or do this.
Don't
or
go there today."
Yes, it's them little voices that mm-hmm. people often ignore, that we take for granted. That we gotta tune in to tap into that, because that's
I'm that more voice, in tune to people than like my actions, though. Like I'd be like, "Let me check on this person because something don't mm-hmm. sit right with me."
I have that
really.
I have that too.
If I think about people, like I'll pray about them, like mentally, but I probably won't check up on them, which I should. Mm. But like in my head, like if I have like a thought about a person, I'll pray about them. But then after that,
I'd be like, I also have dreams, and if I have a dream, I'm definitely checking up on you. Or I'm gonna.
If it's a family member, because like I had a bad dream. And my dad was in it, and so at 4 a.m. I wake up and I call him. And he's like, "Why are you up?" And I was like, "I had a bad dream." And he was like, "Oh, okay." When I don't know, it was 4 a.m. I don't really remember what I was talking about. But then I fell back to sleep. But I had to call him at 4.
He said you woke up at 3:23. What time you say you woke up? No, 4:23.
I wake up at 4:23 every morning.
I wake up at like either 4 or 5 every morning. I use the bathroom.
And
then
go back to sleep.
I turn the news on so I can hear it while I'm waking up the next time.
Oh, that's when she start her day. No, I wake up.
No, I go back to sleep.
Oh, okay.
I can't sleep with the TV. I have to sleep with like the lights, everything off.
It depends on my night, because like if I have a lot on my mind, I have to sleep with the TV on, because the TV will distract me from thinking. But if I just need to go straight to sleep, then I'll sleep with the TV off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. Well, my week was okay.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, how was your week?
I'm trying to think what happened.
What did you do?
I took a mental health day yesterday.
What does that look like?
Nothing.
Hey, mental break. That's a mental health day, okay? Because sometimes you got too much going on up there.
I told myself that I'm not using my vacation time for like nothing. Like when I want a day to myself and I just want to mm-hmm. stay in the house, or I just want to like be amongst my own company, I'm taking me a mental health day, and that's what my personal days are for. So I woke up and I was just like, I'm just not feeling it today. Like I'm not feeling it. I don't think I want to even go in the office. I don't want to stay in the office. I don't want to deal with people. And I just stayed in, and I called my mom and told her. She was like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I need to do that one day.
If I tell my mom, she'll be like, no, you can't have no mental day.
Go to work. You got to make that money.
That's because, like, dang, mom, but whenever I have an off day, I don't mean I got to work every day. No, you can't work. You got to go to work. What? I'm at work.
That's normally how my mom is, and that's why I called her. Because I was like, okay, maybe she'll put some fire under my ass. But no, yeah. She was like, she said no. That sounds like a good day. That sounds good. But I couldn't go back to sleep, y'all. I was like, I don't know what I'm about to do because I can't, like, I don't feel like going back to sleep. And my sister was like, just relax. Even if you don't go to sleep, just relax. So I ended up falling back to sleep. I didn't get up until like noon.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It
was That's great. Wrong that you could do that too. Shoot.
Yeah.
Some people don't have the luxury to do it. Some people literally have to go to work, you know? And so it's the luxury that you can actually do that. Take time for yourself. Because some people, like he said earlier, he said some people are only in survival mode. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, some, I don't know. Some people don't know anything other than that. And so it's good that you could take that time because that's important.
I need to go into survival mode.
That's what I was thinking. Like, dang.
Because I need to
but get no, some no, but survival, no. No, survival mode is not a good thing because you literally are just, you're working because you have to, and it's just because you gotta do this, you gotta do that. It's hard just making money, but it doesn't regard, like, your happiness. Like,
I've been real happy lately. I need to be unhappy, and I need to go get some money real quick, and then I'm gonna come back and be happy again.
I need to be happy while I'm making money, while I'm not making money. I need to be happy.
Need to be happy all the time. You can't be happy all the time.
I know you, it's not realistic to be happy all the time, but I would like to be.
You were just complaining about how you was, what was you saying? You was unsatisfied with what you was doing?
You talking to me?
Lori.
I love my job. I mean, I quit the other job.
I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about how progress was going.
With this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that had nothing to really do with me. I couldn't control. It's because we all have different. No, it's like five of us involved, and I need all five of us to be in one place at a specific time, and our schedules are all different. Well, I'm doing a photo shoot, so
okay,
I need the people to do the photo shoot at one time. Yeah, so like, no, so if I can't have the models there, I can't do it. So
I want another photo shoot. Vari,
I got you. Okay. Oh, I'm coming home if you want to do one.
Oh, I ain't talking about that, so I don't even know what the theme is.
But why?
If you think about one, we could do one. And I got all my photography equipment's at home. Like,
what?
Yeah, all my photography equipment's at home. I couldn't take all of it when I moved out here, but I don't really want to keep bringing stuff because, you know, I want to move. So, like, I don't know if I want to bring anything else out here.
So what you going to do in the photo shoot?
What you mean?
Like, are you going to have everything you need or you got to bring
it? Oh, no, I'm paying a photographer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're on the other side.
Yeah.
Taking the director's seat this time.
I'm just doing the styling this time.
Hey.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, because I can focus on just making the pictures look how I want them. I'm happy for you. Yeah,
I'm just so excited for all my friends. No, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. It's going to come true. It's going to happen. If that one don't work, you're going to find another group of people who can make it come true. Do not let up. The answer is yes. It's always yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, no. The girls that I have are perfect for the shoot, and they know that they are. And I already have the outfits picked specifically for them. So I just, I have their schedules. It's just trying to get me to be able to do it and accommodating the photographer and getting everybody into one location just so we could do
maybe
this and
you
get
should
over
try
with,
to know? Like do it really in advance like far
well no it has to be this month so I'm not pushing it back anymore
I'm not talking about like that I'm saying like...
look my nigga this is dedication this is anti-hesitation okay. It's a real nigga celebration sorry
oh that's it
I'm sorry I just had to it was a perfect punchline but yeah so does anybody else have anything else? Did we have any emails?
No.
Okay. Well,
sorry,
I kind of want to go ahead and wrap it up because, you know, y'all don't be liking them 3-hour long podcasts and we trying to keep it into,
it's an hour and a half?
It's almost an hour and a half. It's like going to be like an hour and 20 minutes.
I think that's or real 30. Good.
Yeah, I think it's real good too. So make sure you all go follow us on social media at the Cake Podcast.
Let us know how this sounded
to
you guys.
Please
this is
do.
A really
I really,
dope podcast.
This is a dope ass podcast.
If
and
you
I'm
guys
just so excited for y'all to hear
have this. Any upcoming things that you're trying to promote or you have a business and you want to get on the air, let us know. Send us a DM and we will respond to you. Like, I promise. Like, we love listening to other people. And it's so
the music.
Interesting.
Yeah, like it's interesting listening to music, like music. To other people's lifestyles. Yes, send us your songs. We'll put snippets in here.
We have and had I wanna so hear many them. Guys on this show lately.
We have.
Ooh, we do need to have a girl.
But you know what?
We had Taylor.
We did have Taylor. But no, I have a perfect person in mind. But we got y'all got some more, I'm sure. I met some, okay, we'll talk about it later. But, dang, I was about to say something else. Oh, but make sure you email us at thecakepodcast.
Email us, yes.
Email.com. Shoot, follow us on our social media.
Twitter.
We have a Twitter, don't we? Yeah, we definitely have a Twitter. Yeah. It's the Cake Podcast.
I'm about to start tweeting on there.
I'm going to just give you the password.
I'm about to tweet on there. I like to tweet.
Yeah, but you don't be liking to be on the Instagram.
No, I don't like that.
Okay. I'll do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's switch. Yeah, Tiara, I'll do Twitter.
Okay, all right.
Denise should do emails.
No.
Damn, T.
Why can't I have the
emails? She came to the emails.
Because Tiara like having the secret. She like keeping the secret.
No, because Denise would be on Monday. Yeah, we got an email. And it's
not necessarily.
Y'all want to know what it's about?
Not necessarily.
Why don't y'all want to know who it is?
No, but that's why she texted me the other day, like, look what this is. When you messaged me yesterday.
Wait, what? What I said? Oh. That's something totally different. But that's personal. Whatever.
It wasn't. Anywho, kind of. Not really.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It was not personal.
It was my business. So, yeah.
No, it was our business.
Okay,
it was about the podcast.
What was it?
Anywho, follow us on at the Cake Podcast. Email us at thecakepodcast@gmail.com. Do y'all wanna shout out y'all socials? Because we never do that.
I never remember mine.
I'll tag you guys in the post.
Yeah.
That works too.
You can follow us. Ooh. It be people talking to y'all about stuff that I be saying. And I be like,
are you asking?
Find me?
Yeah.
No, I know. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah. I don't know. What? Can you tell us?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
You was there.
Oh.
I don't remember. It was in your dream. Okay. Well, we will see you all back in 2 weeks. We cannot wait.
Have a good Easter.
Yes.
We got a special surprise for you guys next week.
Do we?
No, I'm just kidding. Just tune in.
I'm going to say, dang, that's going to be dope.
Yeah, be on the lookout for us.
Yes, be on the lookout.
We are the surprise.
And please, if you have anything you want to talk about, email us, please. We really enjoy when y'all email us because, you know, it gives us a little.
I know a lot of people do commentary.
Suggestions, commentary. Like we like that.
A lot of my friends do commentary when they listen to the podcast. So go ahead and tweet.
I'm gonna need them to email us and tweet us.
We should go live one time for this.
That would be dope.
That would be cool.
To do that. We'll do it on IG. Somebody wrote us on Twitter about something we talked about on our last podcast too.
We can, if we all get on Instagram, we could join in together on the, like, together and do an Instagram live from three different locations.
From three, only seen two.
Oh, maybe that's only
maybe we should two. Just do an Instagram live separately. Just to something, I don't know, something fun. Because we
on the Cake
we never
podcast.
Really, yeah, because we never really get on and show our faces together, inspired by the Cake Podcast. So we definitely.
We're going to get this together.
We're going to get this together.
Tune in.
Because we want to make sure y'all, we are connected with y'all. And we like to have an ongoing communication. But yeah, tune in. And until next time.
Don't drop that.
Hey. All right, bye y'all.
Bye.
Bye.